2.5 minutes into the ball game, 6-4. Chillicothe down by a deuce. Walker Graves has checked into the game. Adler Marshall, Nate McKitty, Brandon Lamp, and Mason Hayward on the floor. Shot didn't fall for Lamp. Chillicothe gets the rebound, bumps it back out. McKitty in the paint is knocked down. They let him play on. Shot falls for McKitty. That's the important thing. And we're tied at 6 apiece, 5:06 left to play. First quarter, Snyder, McKitty, and Lamp all with a deuce. Loose basketball, Motley controls it near the midcourt stripe. Picked up there by McKitty. Tries to hand it off, almost stolen by Lamp. But now we got a whistle against Kirksville. I think Kirksville is going to be called for the traveling call. Chillicothe's basketball tied at 6 apiece, 4:52 left to play first quarter. Chillicothe and Kirksville at NCMC, the final game of the two-week-long basketball showcase here. Feed inside to Walker Graves, lost the dribble, had to go back for it, didn't have time to post up. McKitty drives the baseline. He shut off, goes inside to Marshall, and Adler Marshall loses a handle on it. So good low post defense by Kirksville that time. Motley across the timeline. Right wing to Edwards. Feed to the high post to Ken Cannon, the lone senior starter for Kirksville. Fadeaway jumper from the free throw line, not there for Edwards. Rebounded by Borkink, and referees with a whistle. And it is going to be on the floor. Going to call Adler Marshall with his first. Shot doesn't fall for Chrisman, rebounded by Walker Graves. McKitty inside, kicks it out to Hayward. Feed inside, stolen by Kirksville. Midway through the first quarter, it's tied at 6 apiece. Look at Mason Hayward give the full court press defense on Chrisman. And then they say after Chrisman crossed the timeline, the call is a hacking call on Hayward. His first. Kirksville sends it inside to Borkink. Borkink puts it up and in. He's a good player. Dallin Borkink, a 6'3 junior, does a nice job on the low post. And we continue to trade buckets back and forth. Graves over to Hayward, right wing. Cross court to Lamp, left wing. Looked off a tray, goes over to McKitty. He'll hit it from baseline right, not there. Bounces off the rim for McKitty. Quickly down court, Chillicothe's defense catches up. Motley goes into the corner. Three ball there is good by Chance Edwards. Edwards with 7 of the team's 11 points, and Chillicothe now down by 5 in this first quarter. And there's a pass up top stolen by Edwards. Edwards on the breakaway layup. And it's all Kirksville right now. It's all Edwards with 9 of the team's 13 points, and Chillicothe needs a bucket here to calm things down. And there's a quick little ticky-tack foul that's going to be on Ken Cannon, I believe. Cody Evans will check in. Kirksville sends a couple of players in. Kirksville sends Halderman, a junior, and Howerton, a senior. That's the second one on Ken Cannon. Chillicothe's basketball, two fouls on each team. Gray's free throw line off the rim to the wide left. Marshall trying for the rebound, goes out of bounds off of Halderman. 13-6. It's a 7-0 run for Kirksville. Lamp checks out and Snyder checks back in. Chillicothe's ball low post right. Get it into Snyder. He's double teamed. Kicks it out to Evans. Left side. McKitty looks off a tray, drives inside, dumps it to Snyder, throws a nice head fake, lays it up and in. Beautiful head fake, and Kirksville bit into it, hook, line, and sinker. And it's a five-point Kirksville lead now. Motley across the timeline. Has it poked loose. Picked up. Traveling. No call. Kirksville keeps it alive. Three ball not there for Motley. And referees see a pushing off foul after the shot. It's going to be on Kirksville. Halderman with his first, third team foul. Marshall, Graves, McKitty, Snyder, and Evans on the court right now. Snyder, left wing, pivots up top. Now over to Evans, right wing. Kirksville in a 2-3 zone. Zone defenses usually mean you need to have good patience. Graves had the ball knocked loose, picked up by Snyder and put in. Snyder with six of the team's 10 points, and Chillicothe's got back-to-back buckets. Loose basketball controlled again by Kirksville. That's a walk. One too many steps on the attempted driving layup by Landon Motley, and not only did you travel, you ran head-first into Walker Graves, and all Chillicothe fans probably pretty much know how that turned out. It wasn't in the favor of Landon Motley. Probably won't try that again. Snyder pulls up just inside the free throw line. Off the glass, no good. His first miss tonight. Hayward wants to check in at the next whistle for Chillicothe. Right wing, Chance Edwards. Skips it up top. Around the horn we go. Left wing to Halderman. Back over right side to Edwards. Motley top of the key. Circle left to Halderman. Inside and a hacking call. I think they're going to call Nate McKitty on this one. A blocking foul is technically what it is. McKitty's first foul, third team foul. And McKitty sits down and Mason Hayward checks in. Inbounds play, 38 seconds left. First quarter winding down, 13-10, Kirksville. Free throw line jumper not there for Motley. Rebound falls into no man's land, controlled by Kirksville with 26 seconds now. Up top, Chance Edwards. He may milk the clock down. Go for the final play. Nope. Drive inside and goes up against Halderman, goes up against Graves, and I think they're going to call it Graves, although he looked like his feet were set to me, but my opinion doesn't really matter on things like this. Nope, check it, Adler Marshall. He was also in the vicinity. So second one on Marshall. Two shots at the line. First one no good for number three, Trent Halderman. Fresh players check in for both teams here in the final 14 seconds. McKitty, Sharp, Morris, Snyder, and Hayward for Chillicothe. Halderman makes one out of two. It's a four-point game. 14 seconds left. Chillicothe will cross the timeline with 10. Nate McKitty, shaking and baking, goes to Sharp. Back over McKitty. That was hacking. Going for the block, but someone from Kirksville, I heard the skin-on-skin slap from up here across court. So McKitty at the line to shoot two with 2.8 seconds left in the first quarter. And that is the second, first one, rather. On 33, Kephart. McKitty's first one is in. Second one, halfway down, back out. Battle for the rebound to, excuse me, jump ball. So Kirksville will get the ball but lose the possession arrow with 1.1 seconds left. And this really works in Chillicothe's favor. And the officials check with each other. 14-11, three-point lead for Kirksville. So Chillicothe will get the ball to start the second quarter. After one, Kirksville 14, Chillicothe 10. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.